All right. Rockin', man. Thank you, everybody. I'm feeling like that E's a little flat up there. Yeah, it is. I was just going to say that I don't buy IKEA furniture anymore, but that's not true. I just got a delivery of some IKEA furniture yesterday. I got a bed and two TV tables. I don't know. What are you going to do? They have nice, cheap stuff. It's fine. They're fine. I have a lot of people to thank. I'm going to salt and pepper the entire set list with thanks for people, if you don't mind. Next up, Creative Commons. I have to say that when I first heard Larry Lessig speak about Creative Commons, I was just blown away. I think it's just such a great idea, and as a musician, it just set my brain afire. And really, the whole Some Rights Reserved thing has helped me reach so many more people than I could have without it, and led to all sorts of stuff. People are making music videos based on the music, and artwork based on the music. Len is out there somewhere, Jawbone Radio, sitting in the audience there, who just made a coloring book based on the music. It's like, it's great. Thank you guys, Creative Commons, for everything you do, including this concert, and specifically Eric Stoyer and Jennifer Yip, for helping to get this all together. So now I'd like to change gears back to Pop Psy. It's all Creative Commons, Pop Psy, and IKEA tonight. This is a song. This is another song that I wrote for that that issue of the magazine. And it's this one. This one's a little weird. This is about the article was about artificial wombs and how someday you'll be able to grow babies in artificial wombs. And so, you know, the natural thing to do when you need to write a song like that, I think, is to write about two fetuses that fall in love with each other because they're in neighboring artificial wombs. This is called